learned this out from Amnon. Mayav Rashi says, Kroivim li Yisrael, they were close to Yisrael. Shebo mi Leit, they came from Leit, Ben Achi Avram. For Rachel and Amakam, Hashem put them far, Shleyavah the cow. Why? Because they did not give us bread and food to eat. Umekareves Eser Rechaikim. It brings close to the Jews, the people that are far away, that means mi Yisrael. The Yom Rav Yechanun, the Ischar from the Ischar that Yisrael told his daughters, Kiren Loi, V'yoycha Lochem, bring him close. Like, who is that man that helped you? Bring him close. We'll give him bread to eat. So Yisroi was the man who wanted to feed people. His grandchildren was Zoycha to sit in Sanhedrin Agadayla in the Lishkas Agazis, because it started out, Yisroi's chus was that, but Kiren Loi, V'yoycha Lochem. I'll give them, I want to give Moshe. At that time, he didn't know who he was. But he was had this midah to feed people. Shneimer pasuk says, "Or mishpachos seifrim, mishpachos seifrim." That scribes Yishrei with people Yaivet sitting in Yaivet Tirosim. This place Shemosayim Sulchusim Heimo Hakinim. These were the kingdom. Haboyim Mechamas Avila Beis Rochef. They came from Beis Rochef. Now, who are these kingdom? That's the Bnei Yisrael. Uksivos. It says another pasuk, "Or Bnei Keni Chosim Moshe." That the Bnei Keni was from Yisrael. Olam Yira Tamar Mes Bnei Yehuda Midbar Yehuda Hashem Bnei Gavarod V'yelach V'yeshev Esom. So kids, the kingdom here goes on Bnei Yisroi. So Bnei Yisroi was Zeicha to be in Lishchas Hagozis, because Yisroi had this midah of V'yoycha Lechem, feeding people. Now another thing this helps, this midah of feeding, is that Shechina U'malemes Eneyim Min Roshoyim, that Hashem hides back, as closes his eyes from the Ra. That's Mimicha we had before. That really the Malach Hashem wanted to destroy Micha already. Hashem said, leave him alone, because he's Pitoi Shigura, he feeds people. Pitoi Mitzuya Le'evred Rochim. Now the next thing it says, Rabbi Yechon said, is that Umashra Shechina Neviyah Habal, because they have this chus of feeding people, Hashem let the Neviyah Habal say Nevuah, Mechazeroi Shal Odoi. That's from Odoi's friends. Idoi Hanavi. It says over there, they were sitting on the table. Mashma that he had the shulchan, he gave people food. That the Dvar Novi, that's why Hashem gave him Nevuah. Even though Nevuah Shekhar, they were saying Nevuah for the Baal, but Akopon, they had this chus, that they were feeding people, that's why Hashem even gave them Nevuah. What's the last thing that Vyechan said was, Ushigosai, somebody that did not feed somebody by mistake, for the Shegeg, from that came out terrible things. What does that mean? The Yomer of Yudam Arav, Ilmol Lehalvehu, Yohaneson, Ledovid, Shtei Kikros Lechem. If before David left Yohaneson, if Yohaneson would have given David food to eat, he would have given him two loaves of bread, so then when he went around, he wouldn't have had to ask for food, and then Lenerga Noiv Irakanim, the Noiv would have not had him be killed out. For Loinitra Doig Adoimi. Doig Adoimi would have been killed because of this. And he would have lost his Olam Haba. And the Loinerag Sholosh Loshes Bonav. They wouldn't have been killed out either. So Rashi says, Ye Loinerag Noiv, Shloho Yitzorach David, Lisho Lechem, Mikhani Noiv. Then David wouldn't have had to ask for food from the Khanim of Noiv. And if he wouldn't have had to ask them, then Doig wouldn't have said Lashon Hara to Shaul that the Kohanim Noiv gave food to David. And then he wouldn't have had to kill them out. And then Doig wouldn't have been killed out because of that. And Shaul also wouldn't have been killed out. So the kid said, because Yonasan, by mistake, like he didn't mean it, but just by mistake, he did not give Lavoya, he did not give food to David, that caused so many Chatoim to come out. That's a tremendous mitzvah of Lavoya, of feeding people. That's what Yechon is coming to explain here. Kedoylo gemiyah, by feeding people, giving food, it's a tremendous chus. And if you do not do it, terrible things come out. Yeah. Now, umifnei ma'aloi manu es achas, how come our mishnah does not include also achas? It was also Rosha. Omer Rabbi Yirmi Baraba, umifnei shemutol ben shnei tzadikim. Because he was put between two tzadikim. Means ben yoysom l'chizkiyo. Is between Yosem and Chizkiyo, and Poshe Des Chusim protected him. Because of Des Chusim, he is not Bechlal Ein Lechelik V'Yolam Abur. Rashi Shemutu means the Oviv Yosem, his father was Yosem, and Ubenoi Chizkiyo, we'll see later, it means this is his child. that a son is mezakeh the father. So since the son was a tzaddik, he was mezakeh his father, that he should have the chilek l'olam habo. Rav Yosef omer v'nei shehoyu loy boishes ponim mishayo. No, he had a certain schus himself also. That Ochas had a schus, he was embarrassed from Yishayo. Shnei Meposik says, Vayomer Hashem al Yishayo, say no likras Ochas, go to Ochas. Ato Ushor Yoshu Benecho, Ushor your son Yoshuv, El Kitzei Tola Sabrecho, Hel Yoyna, El Mesilas Adei Koyves, go to this field of the Koyves. Poshna Koyves means a washer. So my Koyves, what does it mean here, a washer? Ika Diyami, some say, Dichav Shinu Li Apei, V'cholot. He like was so embarrassed of Yishayo, he dug his face in the ground, he put his face down, not to see Yishayo. So that was a schus he had. Some say, Uchla the Katsri. That's this kli, Rashi says. It's a holy kli. Shel kaisim, that you want to starch your clothing, you have a big glass that drips out of the shemazalfum by mayim al bigdayim, that the water comes down, sprinkles out the water on the clothing. So such a kli, he put around his head, v'cholof, and went away. So Kitsi was embarrassed from what he did, and he was embarrassed from Yishayo, so that was a schus. He realized that he did ra, and he was embarrassed. So because of that, at least the Yesh Tochel Gorom Abo. For the Umar Gurdum of Neymar Loi Manu with Amoin, how could the Mishnah not include Amoin? He was also a Rosha. If Ney Kvoida Shay Yishayo, because of the covet of Yishayo. Yoshio. Right, but that was his son. Rashi says Ben Amoin. That was the son. So again, the son protects the father. For the Gemara Menashe Nami Yisro, Menashe also Lenimlu. We should not include in the Malachim. But Nei Kvoid Yisro Chizkiyo, because the father is covered of his father. Chizkiyo Melech was a tzaddik, so the father Chizkiyo should protect his son Menashe. So Gemara says no. Ro Mezaki Abba. A son, his chusim, will protect his father. But Abba lo mezaki bro, the chusim of the father do not go down to the son. That no, like the. What? Why? Right. I'll bring a proof of this. The Gemara says it says in Pasuk, V'ein v'yodi matzel, nobody to save me. That means Ein Avram matzel es Yishmael. Avram will not save Yishmael his son. And Ein Yitzchak matzel es Esav. That a father does not, his chusim does not save his son. Only the opposite way. That's why Menashe was still Ein, according to one man, the Yom at least. Is Ein lachilig l'olam abo. The Gemara says, Hashto the Yash Loch, now that you come to this, Ochaz Nami Le'imni Mishum Kvoid Yishon Chizkiyo. The reason why Ochaz is not included is because of his son, Chizkiyo. Right, so we're retracting now. You don't have to say, because in between, the son alone is enough. You don't have to come on to the Schus of the Father. The Schus of the Father would not help you. This is the question we asked before, how come Yoyakim is not included in the Malachim? He answers this, Rabbi Chiya bar Avua. The Yom Rabbi Chiya bar Avua, it says by him, Al Gugulosa, it's written on part of his skull, Shal Yoyakim, Zois, this is the punishment you receive, V'yayda Cheres, and another one. We had this come up before in the Tebeis. So the kids, since Yoyakim received a terrible punishment, he had a kapara. So that kapara made it that he could have a chelek olam habo. What was the mice with him? The mice was that Zikeinoi, the Rebbe prayed, the Rebbe's grandfather, Ashka Gugulosa, he found the skull. Tevi Koshad Yibashar Yishlayim. It was thrown near the gates of Yishlayim. Uksidba was written on top of the head, on the skull, Zeis, this will be his misa, V'yerdacheres, and another punishment yet. So Kavru, the father, the grandfather saw a skull, so the first thing you do is you bury it. But Leifrei, it didn't stay in the ground, it popped up again. Kavrui did it a second time. Again, Leifrei, it didn't stay in the ground, it popped up. Omar, so he said, listen, if so, Kugulosso Sheyokami. This is for sure the skull of Yoyakim. The survey is written on it, Kfuras, it says upon him, Kfuras Chamo Yikro will be buried like a donkey, Sachov Hashtach will be thrown around in the gates of Yerushalayim. So Mashmi can't be underground, he has to be on top by the gates. But he said, listen, Omar, Malko, he was a king, It's not nice to leave him here on the ground. So Korcha Bishroi, he wrapped him around with silk. V'yayisvei, brought him home and put him away in his private chest. He put the head of the king in his chest. Chazisei deveisua. So his wife came one day cleaning out the chest, opened up the chest, and saw a skull there. So Saru, she thought, what's going on here? She didn't look too carefully, but she thought, this must be my husband's first wife. Must be. The he can't forget her. So he has to leave her head in his closet. So what did she do? Shogra tanura, she lit up the oven nice and hot, 500 degrees. The kosa, and she burned up the skull there. So that's what the pasuk says. First of all, he won't have a kfura, and secondly, he'll be burnt up. So the kid says, since he had this, it's not ayayay, then was a schus, that was his kapara, because that he was zoichel elam abo. That's why your yokum is not included. Tani, we learned. Omer b'shem ben Elazar, b'shvil ha'toyv b'yanecho esisi, because he said he was a balgaizma, he said everything I did was good, and also he said, ma'is. Then he came on to ask, ma'is. What's going on? The rest of the Shul Chizkiyo, Rashi says. Toma Chizkiyo here, Sheshivach Esatzmi, praised himself. The army said upon himself, HaTov Yenech Asisi, I did everything. So because he praised himself, Gorim Lo, because this caused him like Navera is Gereris Navera. It was Gorim Rashi, Sheomar, he said, Oisli, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a sign for what you're telling me. There was also a Chet. He said, Ma Ois, and Bishvil Mois, because he asked Hashem for a sign, he didn't believe what he said. Later, when he made a feast, he had Goyim eating there. And Bishvil Shenochim Ochla Shechonai, because he had Goyim eating by his feast, Gorim Golas Labonav, he caused exile to his children. And this is the klal of Avera Gereres Avera. Tomorrow says, Mesana Chizkiyah, reproof to Chizkiyah. Yom Chizkiyah, kol hamazmin, kol hamazamin, ovi kachovin. L'toich beis ever invites a Goy, a Gentile, over to his house, or Misham Shalov, and he serves him, Gurim Golas Labonov. That will cause that his children will have to go into exile. Shtemrit says, Ubanecha, Shayetu Mecha, Ashatolid, Yiku, Vayosarisim Mecha, Melech Bobel. We'll have to go into Melech Bobel. That means that you lowered yourself to serve the Goyim. The Pah. To write it. Write it. It says, Vayisma, really the Pah says, Vayishma, Vidashin, Vayisma, Chaleim, Chiskiyo. Vayiren as kol beis nechoisi, showed them all his house nechoisam. We'll see what that means. It's precious things. As hakesav yezov, v'yes absamim, v'yes hashem enatoyim, the good oil that he had. This is what he showed to the Gentiles. Omarav, my beis nechoisa. What does it mean he showed his precious house? Ishtoi means he showed him his wife. Ishtoi hishkosei aleim. His wife was not with sneus now, and she went out and she served them drinks. That wasn't so sneusic. That was also part of the script. Shmuel Amar Beis Ginzayv Herolem. He showed them all his precious jewelry. Rabbi Yechon Amar Zin Oichel Zin Herolem. He showed them his special weapons that this metal can knock out other metal. That means Zin Oichel Zin. This weapon knocks out the other metal. Yeah. Now we Darshim Eicha says Eicha Yoshva Bodet. How could you Yerushalayim now stay separate alone? Omar Rava. Omar Rabbi Yechon. If they Ma Loku Yisro Yecha. How come they were punished with this lashon of Eicha, with Neishovru our Shloshim v'sheish krisos Shibatayra. There are over all 36 krisos, chayvet krisos that there is, Mishnah says in krisos. At that time, b'shas tachur ben habayis, there are over all 36 chayvet krisos. Omri Rav Yechonim, with Neimalok of the Aleph Beis, Hakam the Megillah Eicha, kisteidi repeats itself with Aleph Beis, with Neishovru our Torah, shenitnu of the Aleph Beis, because they were over the Torah at that time, Klal Yisrael, the Aleph Beis. Yoshua, that was B'shas the Churban Abayas, they're over when merely stay because the Gila Roy is Shvichas Domim. And Avodah Zarah, as they're over those three Averis, for short means they're over all the Averis also. So the Sant, the Moral says a nice shot. Another Gemara says, why was there Churban Abayas? They didn't make a bracha first. And the other Gemara says, the reason why there's Churban Abayas, because Pashid, they were over the whole Torah. They were over all the Averis in the Torah they did. 36 Chayvah Christus. So why does it say a simple chet, Shalai Birchu Batarachil, they didn't make a bracha before they learned. So Rao learns the Pshal Hadish, Shalai Birchu means it wasn't Chashiv, they didn't learn Torah with Chashivas. So therefore the Torah did not protect them. If they would have made a bracha first, so that Torah would have protected them, that they couldn't have come to do so many Averis. But because they didn't make a bracha first, Therefore, the Torah didn't protect them. Therefore, the mice, what happened was, they were over all, the whole olive base. No Torah.
Right.
Right. Yoshua brother sitting alone. Omar Rova, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani Yomati, I said, Yishkan Yisra Betach, brother B'ayin Yaakov, Alerot Dog Mesirosh. They would have listened to me, they would have been in Eretz Yisrael alone, without any problems, no Gaza strips, nothing. Shom of Yerful Toil. But if they would have listened to me. But Achshav, now Yibodad Moshavim. Now they'll be exiled, they'll be alone. Ha'iya Rabbosiyon. The city of Yerushalayim was great. Omar Rav, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Shoyim Asiyan Kitana Legodol. They would marry a young lady to an older man. Ogdoila, an older lady, Lakotim. Kadeshiulem, Abonim Harbi. That they'll be fertile both ways, they'll be able to have children. Because they didn't marry young to young. They married them right away when they're able to have children. Voice ka almona, Yishlaim will be like an almona. The Diyak is Omar Yudah Marav, ka almona, like an almona. But if loy almona mamish, not a real widow, what's the difference? A real widow doesn't have a husband anymore. She won't see him. Now, the Shechina did not leave Klai Yisrael totally, but rather like a lady that her husband left her. That's all. He went from Dina Sayyam. But the husband someday will come back. That means someday the Shechina will come back to us. The Shechina did not leave us completely. Rabosi Bagoyim Sarisa Bamdinas. What does that mean? Omer Ravon. Omer Rav Yechanan. Wherever Klai Yisrael went, even in exile, Holchim Nasim Sarim Adonayim. They still became princesses, they were still Choshev people in the eyes of their lords. Tan Rabbonim. Maisa once happened, Mishnei Bnei Yodin, two people, Shenishpa Bahar Karmel. They were caught captured in Bahar Karmel. Vayushaboy, the captor, Mahalach Achrayim, was walking behind them. Now, these two people that were captive was talking. Omalei Echad Miyamla Chaberu, one said to his friend, Gomal Shemalachas Afonenu. This camel that we see walking in front of us is Suma Biachas Mianeho. One of its eyes is blind. Utunishtenoi, this it has two flasks, two leather flasks. Achashoyain, one is loaded with wine. Fiachas Hashem, and one has oil on it. And also, Shnebna Yodim, Amanhigim, the two leaders of this camel, Isra Echad Yisra, one of them is a Jew. The Echad Nochri, one is a Gentile. That's what this one Jew was saying to his friend. Is Omalem Shaboy, so the captor said to these two, Am Kshayarif, like you hard people, stiff-necked people, in other words, you think you know so much, Miein Atim Yaidim, how do you know what you're saying? So they explained to him, Omalem, they said to him, Gomo Ma'asrim Shalofneo Mitzad Shiroya Chalis, this camel's mudden, he only eats on the right side, he doesn't turn to the left side at all. So it must be that on the right side that he could see he eats from. But Mitzad Shein Roy, the left side, that he does not see, Eino Echelis, he doesn't turn down teeth on the left side. That's how I know he's blind in one eye. Now, Tunish Teinoidis, he's carrying their two flasks. Ach HaShoyayin V'Achot HaShemin. Shel Shemin Mitavtei Peshakeya. When wine drips to the floor, it's Shakeya, it sinks into the ground. You do not see it anymore. V'Shel Shemin, though, Mitavtei Peshakeya. When it drips to the ground, it stays on the top. There are stains, the oil stains. So he noticed that from one barrel it was dripping down and it was shakeya, it was sunk into the ground, and the second barrel was safa floating on top. So that's how we knew this is yain, this is shemin. And secondly, the third last thing he said was, Ushneid and the other manigim, the two drivers of this camel, Oisa Achad Nachri B'Yechad Yisrael, one is a Gentile, one is a Jew. Nachri Nifni, he relieves himself, Laderech, in the middle of the road. He doesn't have sneers. When he has to go, he goes in the middle of the road. The Yisrael, the other one, we noticed, Nifnul Stodim, when he had to relieve himself, he went to the side to Mokim Sneas, he went to the side. So the two Jews told this to the captor. So he couldn't believe it, he was astonished. Rodav Achrayim, the captor ran after this camel to really check it out to see if it's true what the two Jews are saying. One was telling the other one. Ulmotzikid Avrayim, and he found this 100% true. So Bor, the captor, came back, the Noshkin Arosh, and he kissed them on the head. The Avila Basi, he brought him back to his house. The Yosalem Sudigdar made a big feast. For your miraculous name, the captor was dancing in front of the captive, the two people were captive. The Yomani said, Boruch Shebochem Bezara Shel Avram, worthy are you that you were chosen to be the children of Avram Avinu. The Nosan Lemnichoch Mosna, Hashem gave you from His wisdom. Over Chomokim Shehochem, this is just a mushal, this is an example of the Pasuk, that wherever the Jews went in exile, Nasa Sorim Adonayim, they became a princess for their Lord. And there this captor let these two Jews go home in peace. That's this pasuk of v'sarisi b'medinas. Wherever they went, they became sarim. Yeah, rabasi b'goyim sarisi b'medinas. They became sarim even in exile. Then the pasuk says, "Bochoi sifka balayla." They were crying, two cryings that night. So, shtei b'chiyas halololom. Why is the pasuk say they cry twice? Or merabah merab yechanan. Echad al mikdash rishon. One, they crying now for the base of mikdash rishon was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The echad al mikdash sheni. And secondly, balayla. What it says? Night time four. Aliske laila. They're crying about the night. Shneimer says, "Vatisa koleda vayipnu es kolam vayipchuam balayla hu." That was the night that they were supposed to go to conquer Eretz Yisrael, when the Meraglim came back, and they were supposed to have the mitzvah to go fight Eretz Yisrael, and because of the Meraglim, they listened to the Meraglim, they decided not to go to have war. So they started to cry that night. They said, it's too hard to go to fight, we can't fight, they started to cry. So Amar Rab, Amar Rab Yechanan, Oysay Laila Tisha B'Av Hoya, that night that the Jews were crying then was Tisha B'Av by night. It is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yisrael, Atem V'chisim V'chiyah Shechinam. Right now you're crying for nothing. There's no reason to cry. I'm telling you, charge, go ahead, come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll conquer Eretz Yisrael. You're afraid to listen to me. That's a cry for nothing. But I'll give you something to cry for. I'll make that there'll be a Kurban Abayis on Tisha B'Av, the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Hasheni. Someone says, Dovrach, another pshat is, Balayla, at night time, Shekola boicha balayla kol nishma. At night time, your voice could be heard. Whereas by daytime, you can't hear the voice so much. Because the galgol achama in the sky, they're grinding there, the Gemara says, and it makes too much noise by day. Daytime, you can't hear yourself. Dovrach, another pshat is, Balayla, Shekola boicha balayla, whoever cries at night time, Koychovim mazolos boicha mimai. They ask pity on you, they cry with you. So Racha Balayla, Shkola Baicha Balayla, Shemeh Kola Baicha Kenegdai. Whoever hears you crying, he'll also cry with you. Same thing, that people hear the cry more at night, and they'll cry with you. Meister once happened, Bishachas, one lady, Bishchenusai Sherab Gamliel, she was a neighbor, she lived in the neighborhood of Gamliel. Shemeis Beno, her child died that night. Vaisa Baicha Olav Balayla, she was crying over it that night. Shomer Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel heard the Kola, O Baicha Kenegdai, he also started to cry for her. How much he cried until his eyelashes came out. That's how much he cried, it disturbed him also. The next day, Tamidim saw it happen to the Rebbe. They took her away fast, but they figured as long as she's going to stay there, then the Rebbe will still be crying. So they had to remove her. Then the pasuk says, that the tears will be on her cheek. It means a lady that cries over a first husband, a young husband that she lost. Then the pasuk says, "Eilu kipsula chagura sak albal nureh." That's a terrible cry to cry for your young husband that you lost. Kol hametzli Yisrael nasa rash. Whoever gives punishment to the Jews will become a leader. Shneim the pasuk says, "Kiloi mof la'ashem mutzak lo case arishon heikolatsa zvulim v'yatzan avtoli v'yachman ichbe derech hayom hevrayadin glil agoyim." Kisa that Hashem is giving them the power to give us punishment. So how do they give us punishment? If they become the leader, Omar Rav Rav Yechanan, amethically Yisrael, ain't no ayif. Whoever gives punishment to Jews do not become tired because Hashem is giving them power to do this now. Le'alechem koloi v'edorech. Omer Rav Rav Yechanan, mikan lekubla kublana min haTorah, that you have a right to scream back min haTorah. So Rashi says it means mikan lekubla min haTorah kishodem madia tzar liyacher. If you tell your problems to your friend, tzarach shiem li, you have to tell him leitovi zayis lecha. Make sure to tell him, I hope these problems don't come upon you. K'may shaboy lala came upon me. Kikashu lishmaya. It's hard to hear problems. Shapom mechazeres alav. A person will be afraid to listen because they'll feel those problems come upon me. So you have to first tell them, listen, loyalecha, but I'm telling you now, it should not come upon you. But listen to me, I have these problems now, try and help me out. Alright, stop here.